Proposition 1 is the largest bond request on the ballot. It asks voters to approve $37,132,000 in bonds to complete the renovation of Service High School. This would be the final construction stage of the nearly 40-year-old facility's renovation. The request includes a 700-seat auditorium. It's the auditorium that has produced the greatest comment among Anchorage voters, including a couple of school board candidates who question spending $24 million on a high school theater. District Superintendent Carol Como says besides other elements of the renovation, the theater is an important asset for the school and South Anchorage.
We believe every part of town needs a full-size auditorium. We have very strong performing arts programs in the district. There will also be space there for physical education as well as the performing arts classrooms as a JROTC area within that auditorium complex. We also know that there's no auditorium south of Northern Lights Boulevard in this whole municipality. So not only will students at Service benefit, but students at South and Diamond, which have smaller performing areas, and also the elementary and middle schools will be able to enjoy the facility.
The school district says the Service High renovation qualifies for 60% or $16.8 million in state debt reimbursement. The property tax cost to retire Proposition 1 bonds is estimated at $5.19 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Annual operations and maintenance costs would be approximately $1.12 per $100,000. The district says when completed, the renovations reduce the current operating and maintenance costs at Service High. As is true for all three school district bonds, property taxpayers throughout the municipality would pay for them. Proposition 2 contains school district-wide building life extension and design projects. It seeks approval for $16,865,000 in bonds. Como says it, too, would receive state funding.
Rather than us paying 100% of the costs of any of these bonds and the projects, we are getting 60 to 70% debt reimbursement on each one of these that's been approved. And that is the structure the legislature has put in place for municipalities.
In Proposition 2, 18 schools would have design or improvement projects. The latter include roof replacements, heating system renovations, safety and lighting upgrades, and communication system work. Various relocatable classrooms would be upgraded. With state reimbursement, the property tax cost to retire the bonds is estimated at $1.52 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Proposition 3 is a request for $17 million in bonds to improve and expand career, technical, and vocational education program facilities at 6 district high schools, 5 middle schools, and the King Career Center. Proposition 3 projects qualify for 70% state reimbursement. The impact on property taxes is estimated at $1.30 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. As with Proposition 2, there are no operations and maintenance costs associated with this bond package. Last year, the Anchorage School District had no bond requests before the voters. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.